Blog Talk Radio. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We thank and praise God for that song. Amen. Praise God. Still I rise. Amen. Above all my troubles. Glory to God. Above what I can see. Amen. Praise God. That's why we never give up. Amen. Against all odds. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We thank and praise God this morning. Amen. For that song. Still I rise. Come on, y'all, with me this morning. Still I rise. No matter what's going on, still I rise. Amen. No matter what I see, still I rise. No matter what's going on around me, still I rise. Amen. Glory to God. Against all odds, still I rise. Come on, Holy Spirit. Father, we just thank you this morning. Amen. Glory to God. Welcome, 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 everyone. Amen. To Reign of Glory Revival Ministry. Amen. You are on the air with no other than the one and only. Amen. Apostle Carolyn McNeil this morning. This is our Sunday morning service. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. We're going to rise today, people of God. Glory to God. Against all your odds. We're going to rise. Amen. Glory to God. So we thank and praise God this morning for Sunday morning service. Amen. Hallelujah. We thank and praise our God for what he's doing this morning. Amen. Hallelujah. We thank and praise our God for touching us this morning, to breathe on us this morning, to wake us up. Amen. Praise God, knowing that God is not done with us yet because we got another day. Amen. Praise God, to give him praise, to give him honor, and to give him all the glory. Amen. With that being said, let us pray, let us pray, let us pray. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Father, we just thank you. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you, Jesus. We thank you for the anointing of power this morning. We thank you, glory to God, for your presence this morning. We thank you, Father God. Yes, Holy Spirit, for who you are in our lives, Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Father God. We give you all the glory this morning, Lord God. Yes, Holy Spirit, for touching us. Glory to God. Hallelujah. For elevating us. Glory to God. To put our emotions in check this morning, God. We thank you this morning. Amen. Praise God. So I ask, Father God, this morning, Lord God, that you would bless all the ones under the sound of my voice, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that the Spirit of the living God, yes, Holy Spirit, come upon me now, God, yes, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus. God, I pray, God, for wisdom. I pray for knowledge. I pray for the understanding. God, even greater, Lord God, speak through me too, Rabbasene Kutuna Masia. Speak through me this morning, Father God, in the name of Jesus. God, they came from a word from the Lord, not from me, but the Spirit of the living God. So I ask you, Father God, to release your word this morning and power and authority, God, that only you can do. Send the orobosa to Namasia. Glory to God. Mend the brokenhearted, God. Ah, yes, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus, touch right down, God, from the crown of our head, God, to the soles of our feet, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that the fire of God come down, meaning the Holy Spirit, the Holy Ghost come upon us right now, Father God, in the name of Jesus. God, we say thank you, Father. Yes, Holy Spirit. We thank you, God. Yes, God, we give you glory this morning for what you're going to speak to us today. In Jesus' name I pray with thanksgiving in my heart, and my soul says amen on this morning. Amen, people of God. Good morning. Yes, Spirit of the living God. This morning, amen, praise God, as I've been going before the Lord early this morning, amen, hallelujah, for the word of God, hallelujah. You know how we say, praise God, God, you know. And sometimes we say, God, you know all things. But this morning, people of God, God, you know. And we're going to ask God, glory to God, God, can you do it again? Glory to God. Meaning that, what do you mean, preacher, this morning? Amen. Praise God. To bring renewal back to our lives, oh God. Can you do it again, God? Can you bring regeneration to our lives, oh God? God, can you do it again and bring rebirth to our lives, Father? We just ask you that. Glory to God. So, God, you know. And we all know, praise God, as God was saying to me this morning, how the church right now down. Glory to God. Even though some people have returned back to church, amen, praise God, the actual building, but we are the church as well, people of God. And as I was talking to the Lord today, hallelujah, glory to God, God said, I want you to go back. I want you to go back to Ezekiel. I want you to talk to them about Ezekiel. Talk to them, amen, praise God, to get out. Spirit, stir back up again, glory to God, of how, glory to God, the dry bones, and we all know the scriptures, people of God, but God wants to do something in our lives, and he don't want us to go, just be going through the motions. He wants us, glory to God, to bring life back to us, amen, praise God, the absence of God, of the Spirit of God. He wants to bring back the Spirit. There's an absence of the Spirit of God because God says, amen, praise God, that we are so focused on everything else but on him, amen, praise God. So can we go back a little bit? Can we go back, praise God, and get a refreshing? Can we get a generation, a renewal that God can bring back life, amen, in our bones, amen, praise God. So I want to talk to us today. Have you ever faced a situation that would you would wonder whether anything could be done to fix it, people of God? Glory to God. Can anything be done? God tells Ezekiel what to do about the condition of his nation. Glory to God. God stirs his faith, and that's what God wants to do to us today. He wants to stir our faith for action. Ezekiel responded, how would God direct us to respond to the impossible? My God, I say thank you, Jesus. I want to begin with the question, glory to God, that God asked Ezekiel, son of man, can these bones live? Have you ever faced a situation that you wonder whether anything could be done to fix it? My God, I know I have it. And glory to God, some days I say, God, can you fix it? God, you know. Have you ever had a financial debt that looks like an insurmountable mountain? Glory to God, sometimes it could be a sickness. Glory to God, that it looks like a mountain. Like the woman with the issue of blood. Glory to God, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. Sometimes it's a wayward child, or a unbelieving husband, or no husband, or a wife, or no wife, or discouragement. This is, oh yes, Holy Ghost, difficulties, impossible circumstances. We all have been there, and some of us are still there, and we asking God, God, you know, there's a song that people sang that began, glory to God, with these questions. God, any rivers you think are incrossable, glory to God. God, any mountains you cannot tunnel through, and God specializes in the things thought impossible. So I want to talk to the ones that thinks that your situation is impossible. Glory to God. Or you might be walking through something that you feel that it is impossible, and he can do what no other power can do. How many know that God can do anything, glory to God, but fail? He will never fail his people. Keep in that mind as we walk through Ezekiel's experience with him. Come on and follow me today, glory to God. And glory to God, I'm going to read the scripture, Ezekiel 37, verses 1, 2, 3. That was my introduction, amen. Glory to God, the hand of the Lord, glory to God, came upon me and brought me out in the Spirit of the Lord. And the Bible says, and set me down in the midst of a valley, set me down in the midst of a wilderness. Come on, somebody. And it was full of bones. Then he caused me to pass them all around. And the Bible says, and behold, there was very many in the open valley. I'm talking about the valley right now, people. I'm not talking about the mountaintop. I'm talking about the valley. Indeed, they were very dry, he said. And he said to me, son of man, glory to God, can these bones live? So I answered, and oh, Lord God, you know. And glory to God, sometimes, praise God, I be walking down the street, sometimes, glory to God, and I just say, Lord, you know. And it just brought back something to me this morning. And God said, yeah, put it down. God, you know. And you know your circumstance. God, you know. That thing that you've been praying about, God, you know. That thing that you've been contemplating, God, you know. God, you know how the enemy is speaking. God, you know. Ezekiel was a priest called by God into a prophetic ministry. His ministry briefly overlapped with that of Jeremiah. Like Jeremiah, he confronted Judah about their unfaithfulness to God. Unlike Jeremiah, glory to God, he was carried away to Babylon with the captive. And glory to God, in this message, we primarily demobilized Jews, and they were they just didn't act right, who were deported to Babylon. In the vision recorded in the text, God is promising to restore Israel. The promise is fulfilled at two levels here. A partial fulfillment occurred when Cyrus allowed the captive to return to their homeland, praise God, and the complete fulfillment began. However, God operates according to the principles revealed in this chapter. So it has an application day. Oh God, you know. I will talk about both of these as we walk through the text. Amen. This morning, Ezekiel introduces the vision in verse by saying, the hand of the Lord came upon me. God reached out, put his hands on Ezekiel. Ain't that a blessing that God will put his hands upon you? The Bible said the hand is part of us that we use to extend ourselves to something. As I begin to read, praise God, we reach out our hands, amen, when we want to touch something, when we want to influence or affect something. God put his hands on Ezekiel. God took hold of Ezekiel. God take hold of us. Today, my God, I say thank you, Jesus. It's possible to belong to the Lord, but not to have his hands extended to you in this way. When God put his hands on you, things happen. When the early church prayed, the Bible says in Acts 4:30, they asked God to stretch out his hands to heal, glory to God, and that signs and wonders may be done. Glory to God, some from the early church took the gospel to the Greek with great success. The Bible says in Acts 11:21 says, and the hand of the Lord was with them, and great numbers believed and turned to the Lord. They were successful because the hand of the Lord was with them. The hand of the Lord speaks of power, speaks of strength and power to express through the hand. The hand of the Lord came on Ezekiel, praise God, and brought him out in the spirit of the Lord. Glory to God. So this lets us know that it is a vision. God took Ezekiel into an open vision. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. What a wonderful thing for God to give Ezekiel an encounter, to open up his vision, and to begin to show him what was going on with the people. The Bible says Ezekiel continues to say, he said, it set me down in the midst of a valley. Can you imagine a valley, praise God, and it was full of bones, praise God? Have you ever had God set you in a valley? I've been in a valley. You've been in a valley. Glory to God. Have you ever been in a valley full of bones places where death is all around you. Glory to God. Ezekiel's living with the Jewish captive in Babylon. Those captives were and are very and like very dry bones, that their hope and dreams are dead. And I want to talk to you to bring hope back alive. Glory to God, because God says, bring hope back alive. Bring back their dreams. Bring them back from the dead. Glory to God. Glory to God. There is an absence. Oh my God, I say thank you, Jesus, of the Spirit of the living God. Their plans have dashed, and glory to God, the Bible is very clear about how they got in that condition. My God, I say thank you, Jesus. Now, for them, it could sum up into one word. Sin got them into that. Oh, my God, I say thank you, Jesus. Got them into that where they was at, and they was held captive in the land, praise God, because of sin in their lives. And we know that the wages of sin is death. Glory to God. The Bible tells us in Romans 6:23, long before this judgment came, God pleaded with Israel over and over and over to repent. My God, I say thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Is there anything in our lives that we need to go to God and ask God for forgiveness? Is there anything in our lives that we're still in? Glory to God. Before God has come upon us and we end up in the valley. Come on, somebody. I want to talk to you because we need to know that God wants to bring life back to his people. My God, I say thank you, Jesus. Oh, glory to God. Jeremiah said in Israel, glory to God, and the Lord has sent to you all his servants, the prophets, rising early and sending them. That's when God starts sending a word to us, like he's speaking to us this morning. Amen. Praise God. Glory to God. But you have not listened, he said. You're not inclined your ear to hear what the Spirit is saying. They said, repent now, everyone, of his evil ways and his evil doings, and dwell in the land that the Lord has given you and your fathers forever and ever. He said, do not go after other gods to serve them and to worship them. What God do we have in our lives that's holding us in bondage? My God, I say thank you, Jesus. And do not provoke me to anger, to works of my hands, and I will not harm you. This is the word of God from Jeremiah. Yet you have not listened to me, says the Lord, that you might provoke me to anger with the works of your hands and your own heart. This is the word of God, people. Therefore, thus saith the Lord of hosts, because you have not heard my word, he said, behold, I will send and take all the families of the north, says the Lord, and Nebuchadnezzar, the king of Babylon, my servant, and will bring them against the land, against its habitation, against your home, against those nations all around you. He said, and I will utterly destroy them and make them an astonishment, a hissing, he said, and a perpetual desolation. Moreover, I will take from them the voice of mirth and a voice of gladness. Can you imagine God taking your voice from you? My God, I say thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Moreover, he said, I will take from you the voice of mirth, the voice of gladness, the voice of the bridegroom, and the voice of the, oh yes, Holy Ghost, of the bride. Glory to God. The sound of the millstones and the light of the lamb. And this whole land, he said, shall be a desolation and an astonishment, and these nations shall serve the king of Babylon for 70 years. That's how Israel got into their sad circumstances. Circumstances don't come into our lives by mere chance. The sovereign God is at work in our lives. God was allowing the circumstances to call them to repentance. Oh, come on, Holy Spirit. Could he solve their problem? Of course he could. He could, but he is one who brought these circumstances. The trouble has a purpose. Come on, I want to talk to us today. Your trouble has a purpose. My troubles have a purpose. They are God's attention getters. My God, I say thank you, Jesus. God wants them to turn from their wicked ways and turn to him with all their hearts. Anyone who does that will experience the grace and the mercy of God. Ezekiel, can these bones live? Glory to God. Look at the conditions of these bones. Glory to God. Glory to God. The Bible says in verse 2, then he called me, he said, to pass by them all around. Glory to God. Glory to God. And behold, there was a very many in the open valley, and indeed they were very dry. Ezekiel saw that the whole valley was full of bones. By the leading of the Lord, he walked all around them and inspected them. They were many bones, and glory to God, and the bones was very dry. Glory to God, glory to God. All the life had gone out of them, and all the moisture had displayed it, praise God, and they lay bleach out in the sun. It was an utterly hopeless situation. Nothing left but dry, bleached out bones. Humanly speaking, there was no possibility of reviving these corpses, dead and gone. Only the bones lay there as a reminder of what had been. Oh, glory to God, glory to God. You sometimes praise God to be almost on the Holy Ghost. What was, glory to God, it was. God is talking about announcing, people of God. Glory to God, the God that engaged Ezekiel with the question in verse 3, son of man, can these bones live? What a question, humanly speaking. The answer is clear. No way, praise God. No, God, they can't live. I'm walking around dead people, and they're just bodies. Amen. Praise God. No hope, no spirit, no dreams, no love, no peace, no joy. Nothing's happening. My God, I say thank you, Jesus. They are beyond hope, God. Sick people can be given medicine and perhaps they will recover, but there is nothing but the best doctor can do for a skeleton or a bone. The bones had even fallen apart so that they weren't even a skeleton no more. Glory to God. Have you ever heard, glory to God, or seen, amen, a skeleton hanging up? Praise God. It's fully, that is, matter of fact, praise God, if we go to school, we see the skeleton hanging up on the wall. Praise God. They show us all the parts of the body. Amen. But the skeleton is hanging there. Praise God. And this is what God is saying for the church today, people. God, there's many people walking around looking like skeletons. No spirit, no life, no love, no peace, no joy, no nothing on the inside. So God says, come back. I want you to talk to my people. I want you to raise them back up. I want you to birth them again. I want them to regenerate again. My God, I want to bring renewal back to their lives. Hey, Koromosia. Glory to God. The bones has, glory to God, even fallen apart so that they weren't even a skeleton no more. They couldn't tell which bones were originally connected with the other bone. It was a mess. And you know how people say, oh, my God, that's a mess out there. I don't even know how I'm going to fix that. My family is a mess. Glory to God. Son of man, can these bones live? Ezekiel answered, oh, Lord God, you know. My word today, glory to God. God, you know, it's not the kind of answer to give when you're on the mountaintop of faith. The answer would be, you can do it. Lord, you can make these bones live. But Ezekiel experience is not a mountaintop. Hallelujah, experience. It's a valley experience when the master meets the clay, when he meets us, praise God, it's a experience in a valley, and he's a man living in the midst of much discouragement, and that's what Ezekiel, he's living in the midst of discouragement. Can you imagine Ezekiel's life being in captive 70 years? Praise God. God gives him a vision and shows him what's going on, praise God, with the people of God. And a man like to give the kind of answer, I don't know, you know. I don't know how much of anything these days. Glory to God. I can imagine what he's saying. I'm not sure I could give the right answer. Zika answer is not an arrogant answer. Glory to God. Hallelujah. All that has been crushed. But it's also not an answer of a man of faith. Come on, somebody, or somebody that lost his faith. Glory to God. Ezekiel, all is and his companions have been through some hard times. Have you been through some hard times? Amen. Praise God. Glory to God. And you don't think, glory to God, my situation looks dead. It seems like, glory to God, my job is not going nowhere. My life is not going there. What am I doing in the midst of my life? What's going on in my life? My God, I say, thank you, Jesus. God, I feel I have no hope. I'm talking to somebody, glory to God, that feels like hope has passed them by, that feels like life has passed them by, that feels like they've never been loved, never been cherished, never been, oh, my God, embraced. The hand of God is getting ready to come upon you. Their captivity has brought despondency and discouragement. The trials of life has taken their toll. But there is something that stands up and stands firm. Hallelujah. In Ezekiel, he stands firm in God. His answer sounds like how Peter, amen, praise God, after the crucifixion of Jesus, and Peter has not lived up to his own idea. You know what I'm talking about when you feel like you didn't live up to your life expectation, or you should have been farther than where you're at now. You should have had more than where you're at now. God knows when you was in a valley, he was training you, he was touching you, he was upholding you, he was molding you, he was shaping you, praise God, but he don't want you to lose hope in the midst of the trials and tribulation. He wants you to get a revelation of who he is. Hey, my God, the trouble, glory to God, hallelujah, glory to God, brings restoration. He has denied the Lord after telling him he will stand with him through thick and thin. His self-confidence has been shattered. The resurrected Christ asks him a question. He said in John 21, he asked Peter, he said, do you love me? Do you, as they say, agape, that kind of agape love, do you agape me? Do you love me with the God kind of love? Peter answered with a diminished form of love, and he uses a friendship kind of love. Yes, Lord, you know, hallelujah, here it go. You know that I love you. He doesn't have the courage to use the word agape after his terrible failure. How many times have we failed God? How many times have we have not done what we're supposed to do for God? How many times, amen, praise God, that we put God on the back burner and glory to God and try to serve people? Holy Ghost. How many times, amen, that we have done this, praise God, in our own walk with God? My God, my God, my God. Glory to God. We thank God, amen, that God is bringing us back to a place, amen, that we will reverence and respect him. Glory to God. How many times have we failed and terribly failed him, but deep down inside, glory to God, we do love the Lord. Ezekiel's answer is somewhat tentative, but there is a ring of faith there as well. Oh, Lord God, you know. Ezekiel knows his own human limitations, just like we know our limitation. He is only the Son of Man. He's only the prophet of God. He's the priest of God, but he is talking to the sovereign God, the great I am, glory to God, the Adonai, the Jehovah, glory to God, the lily of the, he's talking to Jehovah God, the one who created these bones in the first place. So there is faith expressed, even the way Ezekiel addressed the Lord. Oh God, oh Lord God, you know. What is the answer to God's question? Can these bones live? God answered his own questions in verse 4. He says to Ezekiel, prophesy. Take action. Ezekiel, speak my word over these bones. Jesus said in John 6 and 63, the words that I speak to you, and they are life. Words anointed by the Spirit brings life. That's why we read the word. It brings life. You speak the word. You prophesy over yourself. Glory to God. You preach to yourself. If you got to get in the mirror and get a word of God and start preaching to yourself, my God, I say thank you, Jesus. The word that I speak to you are spirit and they are life. Ezekiel, let's begin with this. You prophesy to these bones and you declare my word to these bones and that you ignite the process of life. Oh, come on, somebody. It's like, glory to God. You're trying to strike a match and the match won't strike my shokud of a thunder. And you keep on going till something happens. Glory to God. I want somebody to know that God is getting ready to light your fire. The process of life says to them, oh, dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. How can speaking the word affect a dry, dead bones? How can Jesus say, peace be still, and the winds and the waves of the Sea of Galilee calm the storm? How can Joshua command the sun, glory to God, my God, to stand still and stop the daylight from the end? My God, I say thank you. When God over on order, my Saturo Mosiah oversees and orders it, the words are powerful. My God, I say thank you, Jesus. When God tells us to do something, that means that life is getting ready to hit the word. That means that life is getting ready to hit the locust worm, the logos worm, and glory to God, the word of God, and glory to God, and raise that thing back up. My God, I say thank you. When God orders it, words are powerful. Thus to these bones, surely I will cause breath to enter into you. And you shall live. I will put sinew on you and bring flesh upon you and cover you with skin and put breath in you and you shall live. When I thought about, glory to God, hallelujah, my son, the Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus, what God was saying, amen, glory to God. When I thought about sinew, I had to go look up the word. A piece of tough, fibrous tissue uniting to the bone or bone to bone, a tendon or a ligament. But listen to what it says. The part of a structure system or thing that gives its strength, binds it together. So what God, I say, well, Lord, that means that you're going to give strength back to the bones. What connects the bones? Oh, I'm being a surgeon right now, y'all. Come on with me in the room. Amen. Praise God. Come on with me in the doctor's room. My God, I say thank you, Jesus. I can see it in my eyes. The Holy Ghost. I can see the bones. Amen. Praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. And God putting sinew back into the bones to hold the bones together to bring strength and life. My God, I say thank you, Jesus. That's why, amen, glory to God, thus saith the Lord to these bones, surely, glory to God, I will cause breath to enter into you, and you shall live. I will put sinew on you and bring flesh upon you, cover you with skin and put breath in you, and you shall live. Ezekiel, you speak it at my command. And I will bring it to pass by my power, not by Carolyn's power, come on, Holy Spirit, but by the Spirit of the living God, because God says my presence is absent in many places. My sokuna, my son, the Holy Ghost. Glory to God. So God wants to bring back life to his people. And it's going to take God, the Lord Jesus Christ, and the Spirit of God. That's why he said, let us go down. My God, I say thank you, Jesus. God, when God tells us to do something, amen, praise God, hallelujah, all we have to do is obey. Glory to God. We may not know all the ins and outs and how it will get done. Glory to God, hallelujah. Glory to God. I was encouraged the other day to read the thought of a professor at Harvard when he was talking about the experience of Columbus, when he connected the new world, glory to God, the world of America with the old world of Europe. Amen. The professor pointed out three things about Columbus. I want to talk to us today. When he left Spain, he did not know where he was going. Glory to God. How many know that God will connect you where you have to go? God will give you a breath of life. When the Bible says, I mean, glory to God, when I read it, and when he arrived in America, he did not know where he was. When he returned to Spain, he did not know where he had been. If Columbus could accomplish great things in that condition, perhaps there's hope for you and me. Glory to God, glory to God. Sometimes, people of God, we don't know what we're doing, but we're following the Spirit of the living God. Sometimes, praise God, hallelujah, the Messiah, we don't know for our day to the next day, amen. We got everything all mapped out of what we're going to do, how we're going to do it, and we have not even added God into our plans. Glory to God, glory to God. So there is no limitations, amen, praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit, come on in the house. Yes, almost in the cultura bastante, the Holy Ghost. Come on in the house, people of God. Yes, Holy Ghost, we thank you, Jesus. The process of restoration. The Bible says, in verse 4, so I prophesied as I was commanded. And as I prophesied, there was a noise, a loud, loud crash, a loud, loud noise. And suddenly, the Bible says, and the bone came together, bone to bone. I wonder if the effectiveness of Ezekiel's declaration started him. How would you respond if all of a sudden you begin to hear these bones rattling and clinking as one come together? Hallelujah, Jesus. I love when I read this part. I love, amen, praise God, hallelujah, because it just makes a song in my head. Hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. Oh, dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. And suddenly they hear, and suddenly they obey. Suddenly they start moving, and suddenly they start shaking. Can I get a suddenly word in here, praise God? Suddenly begins to take place. My God, how many know, praise God, that God will do a suddenly in your life? My God, I say thank you, Jesus. The bones connected to the foot bones, the foot bones connected to the ankle bone. The ankle bones connected to the leg bone. Everything that they dormant is moving around. How many know, praise God, yes, Holy Spirit, glory to God, and it is not random, the thigh bone connected to the hip bone just like it was designed to be, and the hip bone connected to the spine, and the spine connected to the shoulder bone, and it goes on, the bone to its bone. My God, I say thank you, Jesus. When we begin to prophesy and to proclaim over our lives, amen, no more son, the Holy Ghost, everything begins to start coming together. If I knew what I knew today from before, my God, make corobo son, the Holy Ghost. Glory to God, glory to God. The devil would have been in trouble. God knew, amen, appointed time to give us a revelation, people, God, that we start speaking over ourselves, that we start speaking over our family, that we start speaking over our situation, that we start preaching to our own self. My God, I say thank you. I'm asking God, put the pieces of the puzzle together. And I realize the bones are all over the place. Many are sitting in the bar on Saturday night, outside gunslinging, prostituting, sliding down poles, all kinds of stuff going on. To the church. Many were once in church. Some still in church and still dead. Just taking up space. Not doing nothing for God. Not speaking for God. Standing up for God. Want to fit in when God says, oh, yes, Holy Ghost, that we should stand out. But now, they are disillusioned with the church. Many are very dry. Life is found in our connection with the Lord. When the people pull away from the Lord, they can get very dry. You and I might look at them and think they will never come around. Then the Lord asks us the question. He asks Ezekiel, can these bones live? They don't look like they will ever come around, humanly speaking. The cases look too hard, God. Or drink it. They still sleeping around. They still talking about people. They still jealous. They still envious. They even still pulling each other down. They still looking at the church. They in the church talking. But the Lord knows the heart of every one of them. He knows his plans for them. He wants you and me to prophesy over them as we prophesy over ourselves. Declare the word of the Lord over them. Prophesy is another word for preach. Preach to them. Give them the word of the Lord. The thing about us is we get so close to people, we're scared to say something because we're scared to lose friends. But I made up in my mind, I ain't scared. I'm going to speak for the Lord. The Bible says I'd rather obey God than man. And watch them come alive. Not because of who you are, but because of life that is in God's word. Watch the bones start to rattle. Watch the bones start to shake. And the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Life that is in God's word. He said, which is a start to rattle and shake and rattle and roll bones and come into God's order of things. Shake. Come on, somebody. Y'all know how I always say shake, rattle, and roll. That's roll. So how will God shape this in us, the church? He will bring bones from the north, the south, the east, and the west. He will connect bone to bone. Then he will put flesh on those bones and skin on that flesh. It doesn't all happen overnight. So stop thinking that your family gonna get all well overnight. We ain't get well overnight. We still ain't well overnight because the Bible says he that begun a good work in us will perform it to the day of Jesus Christ. That means that we're not a finished work. Hallelujah, send the Holy Ghost. It doesn't all happen overnight. But it happens as we proclaim the word of the Lord. The Bible says, Ezekiel says in verse 8, indeed, as I looked, the sick knew, the strength, come on, Holy Ghost, and the flesh came upon them, and the skin covered them all over, but there was no breath in them, still no life in them. Amazing miracle had occurred. But there is still work to do. The bones have to come together. The sinew of the flesh has to come upon the bones. It all looks much better. They look good. Amen. Praise God. They, glory to God. Everything seems good about them. Praise God. But when God looks on them, ain't no life in them. But something is still not right. There is no breath in these bodies. Everything looks good on the surface. Hey, Korobosaya. but it's still dead. Have you seen the churches yet? Have you seen sometimes even us like that? Lots of people, well organized, well connected, but something is not right. There's an absence of the Spirit of the living God. Ezekiel, you must not stop here. I know you prophesied and you preached to those bones, but something still ain't right. This ain't good. But it does not fulfill the objective. Also, he said to me, prophesy to the breath. Prophesy, son of man, and say to the breath, thus saith the Lord, come from the four winds, O breath. And breathe on the slain, that they may live, he said. Ezekiel said, so I prophesied as he commanded me. So God tells Ezekiel what to do next. Don't you love God when he starts speaking that way? He tells you the next step of what to do in your situation. He's a problem solver. My God, I say thank you. And every problem, he has a solution. You must not be satisfied with something that just looks good. It has to have life and have God in it. So he said, I'm going to give you a word that God gave me. So I call forth the Ruach of God. What you mean, the Ruach of God? The Ruach of God is the breath of God that brings renewal, brings regeneration, brings rebirth to a person's life. I call forth the wind of God. That's the wind, the Holy Ghost, the Holy Spirit. There is played in Hebrew in verse 9, the Ruach can be translated breath, wind, spirit. It can have any of those meanings after God formed Adam from the dust of the ground. Genesis 2 and 7 says God breathed into his nostrils the breath of life and became a living soul. Ezekiel prophesied over these lifeless body, and the breath of God came into them. So I prophesied as he commanded me. And breath came into them, and they lived, and stood up upon their feet, an exceedingly great army. When the life of God came into them, two things happened. They stood up and rose to their feet, and they became active. Come on, people of God. That's what happened to the church. When the Spirit of God comes to her, they become a exceeding great army, ready and equipped to fight the Lord's battle. No longer lifeless and defensive, an exceedingly great army. We don't have to figure out the interpretation of all this. God gives that to Ezekiel in verse 11. Then he said to me, son of man, these bones are the whole house of Israel. They indeed says, are dry bones. Our bones are dry. Our hope is lost. And we ourselves are cut off. Therefore prophesy and say to them, preach to them, thus saith the Lord God. Behold, all my people, he said, I will open your graves and cause you to come up from your graves and bring you into the land of Israel. These bones are the whole house of Israel. This is a prophecy to the nation of Israel. Israel companions were in a state of hopelessness in Babylon. They felt like dead, dry bones. They said to their hope are lost. They considered themselves cut off from their homeland and forsaken by God. God said, I will bring you up out of your poison that feel like a grave. I will bring you into your homeland. The Bible says that when their 70 years of captivity was over, God did that for these Persian kings. Cyprus issued a decree, and they were allowed to return to Jerusalem. It was an answer to their prayers. How many know that your prayers will be answered. It was not the complete fulfillment of God's promises to this chosen nation, but we have yet to see the fulfillment of the promise to restore Israel. For one thing, the people who returned were only those from the southern kingdom. The northern kingdom remained in captivity. Notice in verse number 11, God says, Son of man, these bones are the whole house of Israel. In the last days, God will not only bring home the southern tribe, but Judah, but Benjamin, but he will also bring the northern tribe of Ephraim, Manasseh, and others. In fact, the last part of the chapter, that in verse 5, he said, again, the word of the Lord came to me. Hallelujah, saying, as for you, son of man, take a stick for yourself. He said, and write on it. For Judah and for the children of Israel, his companion. Then take another stick, and I want you to write on that. For Joseph, the stick of Ephraim, and for all the house of Israel and the companion. Then join them one to another for yourself. Into one stick, he said. He's giving them instruction. You know how God gives us instructions. Amen. Praise God. Well, we have to follow the blueprint. We have to make sure that he's putting the puzzle right, people of God. And they will become one in my hands. As we read and find that symbolic of God's restoring both the southern and northern tribes, they still need to be spiritually awakened. Hey, come on, Holy Spirit. God is going to cause us, yes, Holy Ghost, to be spiritually awakened. They still need to receive their King Jesus. But it has happened. The application to all God's people. For when you think all is hopeless, hey, my God, I say thank you, Jesus. God may ask you, can these bones live? Hey, korobosia. Be sure you put it in your hand. And at least say, Lord, God, you know. And when he tells you to prophesy the word of the Lord over these bones, do it. Come on, Holy Ghost. For it is an act of faith. Hey, korobosia. That God honors. Hey, my God, I say thank you, Jesus. Declare the word of the Lord over your family. Declare the word of the Lord over your finances. Declare the word of the Lord over your body to line up, glory to God, with the will of God. Oh, my God. Declare my secret on my son, the Holy Ghost. Declare God's provision of health and healing. When God said, prophesy, speak the word of the Lord. You may hear some dry bones begin to start rattling and moving. You might start seeing things begin to line up. You might start seeing your husband to line up. You might start seeing your wife to line up. You might start seeing your children to line up. My say, Kuna, my son, the Holy Ghost. You might start seeing your finances line up. Ah, yes, Holy Ghost. You might see things begin to take place in your life that you never thought would take place because now you're preaching to yourself. You're preaching the word over your family. You're prophesying over the things that look dead and hopeless that God is going to bring back to life. It's going to cause a spiritual awakening in your family. It's going to cause a spiritual awakening, glory to God, in your finances. It's going to cause a spiritual awakening in your body. Can these bones live? God, you know, my God, I say thank you, Jesus. Begin to start prophesying, people of God. Begin to start preaching over your house. Walk through your house and preach the word of God. Speak to the wall. Speak to the cabinet. Whatever's dry, glory to God, it must rise. My God, I say thank you, Jesus. I might feel like I'm in a valley, but God, my God, my God, God, you know, my God, I say thank you, Jesus. I prophesy. I speak to the north. I speak to the west. I speak to the south. I speak to the east. Wind, 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 blow the ruach of God. Blow upon my house. The ruach of God. Blow upon everyone under the sound of my voice. Breathe, God, upon us today. My God, I say thank you. Hallelujah, Jesus. So the end, hallelujah, I'm talking to the real people today, Holy Spirit. So we got to put up or shut up. The Holy Ghost. God wants us to rise up, people of God. Yes, Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. The Bible says in John 6:63, it is the spirit that quickens. The flesh profits nothing. Hallelujah, Jesus. The word that I speak unto you, they are spirit and of life. Come on, somebody. We are not sent, glory to God, people of God, to fit in. Yes, Holy Ghost. God said we should stand out. Glory to God, glory to God, glory to God, glory to God. So let us, glory to God, put things together today and start speaking over our situation. Start speaking to that valley. Hallelujah. I got life today. I got breath today. Glory to God. My family is blessed today. They're coming out victorious. They're standing up for God. They're living for God. Glory to God, glory to God. Let the Spirit of the living God come upon us today and breathe a breath of life in us today. God, I thank you for renewal. I thank you for regenerating us, God. I thank you for rebirth, glory to God. As they say, glory to God, in the world, hallelujah, Jesus, reinvent yourself again today. My God, I say thank you, Jesus. Come on, let's reinvent ourselves today, praise God. Let us stand up for the Lord. Hallelujah. What is the dry bones in your life, praise God, that needs to be spoken to, praise God. Let the Lord Jesus Christ come today, amen, praise God, and be upon you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Let God have his way in your life in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You have been on the air, amen, with Apostle Carolyn McNeil this morning. Reign of Glory Revival Ministry. This was our Sunday morning service. I pray that this word has blessed you. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. I pray, God, most Santo Holy Ghost, that has been a spiritual awakening for you today. Praise God. That we just don't walk around existing. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. But there is breath on the inside of us. We have access into the kingdom of God. We have access, amen, glory to God, to the throne room. Praise God. Hallelujah. Let the Lord hear your voice today. Hallelujah. The Ruach of God, the breath of God, Spirit of the living God, come upon us today in the name of Jesus. My God, I say thank you. Don't forget, amen, on Thursday, amen, Pastor Ilona Waters will be on, amen, praise God, at 6 p.m., praise God. Give somebody the phone number. If you don't want to come on, give somebody, somebody needs to live. Come on, my sake, my son, be an evangelist in this city. If you've done anything for God, glory to God. If you have not given God anything, just be an evangelist. If you don't have anything to give to God, be an evangelist for the kingdom of God. How about that? Let somebody live today. My God, I say thank you, Jesus. Not just for ourselves. Somebody else needs to be prophesied to. Somebody else needs to be preached to, people of God. So come on, amen, praise God, hallelujah. She will be on Thursday at 6 p.m. Praise God, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Don't forget prayer time, amen, with me, amen, hallelujah, on Wednesday and Friday of this week coming. God willing, I will be there, and I will be on post, amen. Glory to God for the Lord Jesus Christ, amen, to have his way. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. All the ones that want to give to the kingdom of God, amen. If you don't know how to do it, amen, you can call me at 302-883-9799, or maybe you're not saved, and I can lead you to the Christ, amen, to the body of Christ, where the Lord Jesus Christ reigns, sits upon the throne. Glory to God. We don't want, amen, praise God, to go another day without the Lord Jesus Christ. With that being said, amen, I thank and praise God for all of you that came on today. Praise God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I'm going to pray out, pray out, pray out, and I pray that your family is blessed, your loved one is blessed. Amen. Remember, put up or we're going to shut up. Amen. Praise God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. God, you know. Amen. Thank you, Father. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, I come and I thank you and I praise you, God. I glorify you, Father God, in the name of Jesus. God, I pray, Lord God, that the breath of life, the Ruach of God, would breathe upon us today, Father God, in the name of Jesus. That you would touch us from the crown of our head to the soles of our feet, Father God, in the name of Jesus. God, I pray, Lord God, anything that's hopeless, anything that feels dead, Lord God, we ask, God, that you help us, Lord God, in this season, Father God, that we will rise, God, to the mountaintop that you have called cause us to rise, God, that things will be put back in order, God, the way that you desire, not the way we desire. Let your will be done in our lives, Father God, as we give over our will to you, Father God, in the name of Jesus. God, I pray peace to their homes, their loved ones, God. I pray, Lord God, that you will touch them from the crown of their head to the soles of their feet. Bless their loved ones. Bless them, God, in the name of Jesus. And we give you all the glory. We give you all the honor, God. In Jesus' name I pray. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, in Jesus' name. I have a song for you. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you all. Until next time, God bless you all.